Drop your attention down into your heart space, the space where your soul resides, where you're connected to all that is. And as you drop down into your heart space, you start to feel your heart smile. As your heart smiles, your energy gently starts to raise. You feel your face smile, even your eyes smile. As your smile grows and grows, your body, your entire being starts to glow with this frequency of love, happiness. And the more you smile, the stronger the glow gets, the higher the frequency of your body. The more good you manifest and pull into your life, and the more negativity releases. Take a deep breath in. As you exhale out, your glow expands by 2. It doubles. As you sit in your heart space in this frequency of love, service, and compassion, imagine yourself holding a cacao ceremony. Imagine all of your clients, your future clients, sitting in a circle around you, watching you as you guide them, lead them through this transformational experience. Connect with them, heart to heart. Feel their love and gratitude to you for what you're doing for them. Feel the transformation each person will receive by sitting in your presence. Feel everyone in the circle showering you with gratitude for being strong enough to hold the space for them, to learn how to hold ceremonies, to put yourself out there, even when it may feel uncomfortable, to overcome your doubts, fears, even frustrations, because you chose this path to go forward on it. Each and every person you touch will receive transformation. They can change the course of their entire life. They shower you with gratitude. Now imagine as if you had a meter next to you. You can see this meter, maybe it's in front of you. This is a meter of transformation for you to see and be able to sense exactly how much each person's able to value your ceremony and what moves this meter is not just your work. Of course it includes your work, but It's the sacred exchange that each person partakes in while coming to your ceremony. So imagine as a whole, this group, they're so grateful to you. And if they paid you $50 in order to attend your ceremony, be in your presence, drink your cacao, receive your energy, the space you hold, how much transformation are they able to get on a scale of 1 to 10? This sacred exchange of $50 plus their time to participate, where does the scale move to? Just make a note. Is it 7? Is it 8? Is it 9? Is it 4? At $50, where does the scale move to? Now we're going to imagine that they paid $5 to come to your ceremony. Significantly less than before. The amount that they've invested in the sacred exchange has decreased significantly. When they only pay $5 plus their time to come to your ceremony, look at the scale of transformation. Where does it move to? Are they able to receive as much from you as if they invested more? Is the scale at 1, 2, 3, 5? Just make a note. Now imagine that they paid $30, somewhere in between 5 and 50. They paid $30 to come to your ceremony, to drink your cacao, partake in this sacred work. Where does the meter fall? 3, 4, 5? 10 maybe. Just take a look. We'll do two more. Imagine that they paid $100 to come to your ceremony. Each and every person sitting in your ceremony is paid $100 to be there. Take a look at the meter. Where does their level of transformation fall? Where does yours? Make a mental note. The last one is, if they just paid by donation, they paid what they felt it was worth. Where does the meter fall? Cacao is a business as much as it is a sacred act of service. In order for your clients to receive the most transformation, they have to pay something that's of corresponding value to what you are sharing with them. For you, it might be $30, it might be $50, it might be donation, it might be $100. It's probably not $5. But wherever was highest on your meter is the place to price your ceremonies. And to release any guilt about charging people for this sacred work, because you yourself have seen that in order to receive the most value from your work, they have to participate in this sacred exchange. Does the sacred exchange always have to be money? It does not. That's your choice. Can some come by donation and others by a paid amount? Sure. But you have to see that there must be a sacred exchange in order for your clients to receive the highest transformation from your work and for you to receive it as well.